ages change, so the people's capacities also change. And actually, mystic powers are like a form of technology. So just as there has to be a process by which technology is mastered and acquired and developed, all three things are there. It has to be developed, it has to be acquired, it has to be mastered. So just like now we have technology today in the form of, say, emails, or now we have the Skype talk through the internet. So this is a form of material manipulation. It's a technology. And Srila Prabhupada explained that the mystic siddhis are nothing but technology. So now, if there is a uneducated, unqualified villager in a remote place, he has never heard about electronics, he has never heard about any of these things, maybe a tribal, and such a person, why does he not have the mobile or that internet? Because he doesn't know anything about it. And he doesn't know how to operate it. So same way, there has to be some basic qualification that is required. So in Kali Yuga, as Sakalene Hamata, actually as Kali Yuga progresses, people's capacities decrease. So actually our external technology is not so much a sign of advancement as a compensation for internal regression. That means, if I have spectacles now, somebody may say our technology has advanced so much that now we have spectacles by which we can see even when the eyes got weak. But this technology actually indicates that my inner power of vision is decreasing. And to decrease my inner power, to compensate for the decrease of my inner power of vision, so I have an external compensation. So if you see mystic siddhis, they are not external powers. Now today by internet, by surfing on a net, we can go to some site and you can find out, okay, this is the event that is happening over there. But by mystic power, somebody can see with the eyes, oh, this is what is happening over there. So there one doesn't need an internet, there doesn't have to be a reporter who uploads the data over there. Just by direct vision one can see. So one needs the qualifications for that. So that's the first thing. That's why these are not available so widely. But at the same time, there are many cases of people who have a lot of powers for which there is no medical explanation. For example, maybe a year or so ago, there was an article of one Swami. He had lived for 80 years without any food. And it's medically impossible to live without food. So actually the articles about him had come in Times of India also. And his name was Prahlad Jani. And we had a Back to God magazine where it was a cover story also. So actually the scientists of the AIMS, All India Medical Science, they took him and they keep him under observation for 15 days to try to see how it was possible. So he was not taking water, he was not taking food. And they observed that actually his bladder got filled partially, but rather than filling completely so that the water would get excreted, there was pressure to excrete it, after some time the same water was reabsorbed in the body. And now medically it is impossible how it can happen, but they actually scientifically documented it. So I can send you this, I'll put this article on my website. Those who want to see it, they can see it. The point is that this is one anomalous case which was well documented by scientists and for which there is no material medical explanation. So like this, there are many people who have extraordinary powers. And now there is this whole concept. One of his con scientists, Dhrutakarma Prabhu, he has written a book called Human Devolution, in which he quotes many scientists who have observed paranormal changes in terms of, say, some people who have some diseases, and they follow apparently some process which medically makes no sense, but they get cured. So they have been declared as incurable by normal material means, but they follow some non-mainstream medicine process and they get cured. So there are photos of people who were having incurable cancer, they got cured, but there's no way how they got cured, to understand it from the material point of view, from the medical point of view. So there is much in this world which is not understandable. And what to speak of these random cases which are not so well documented. We have documented miracles which are not explainable from the material point of view. For example, we have the pyramids in Egypt. So we may not call them as mystic powers because we don't see them being built, but how they have been built is a complete mystery. because they are so tall, and on the upper parts of those pyramids the stones are bigger. So how did somebody at that time, when there was no technology available, take stones to that height? And many times these, there are similarly Stonehenge monuments in England, big stones, the pyramids. Researchers have shown that this, the alignment, the angular alignment of many of these ancient structures is according to astronomy. That means if one sees this pyramid from a particular point of view at a particular eclipse, then actually the moon comes just behind that. So the point is that they have been, their dimensions, their locations, their angles, they're all precisely measured. And according to mainstream historians, nobody could have done this. Because 5,000 years ago, or whenever, that is the rough area when they say the pyramids were built, nobody had that kind of technology according to mainstream science. So how was it done? It is certainly not according to the way that modern science can explain. So because nobody can create an architecture like the pyramids today, even with our best technology. Because and many of these are just big stone blocks. And there are some architectures where those stone blocks are not available anywhere in the vicinity. So you have to actually go hundreds of miles away to get the stone blocks. So how did people transfer the stone blocks? So the point is that our mainstream science has one particular window at reality. It does give us a glimpse of reality, but it is surely not the complete glimpse. And there are many examples of, we may not call them entirely mystical powers, but these are paranormal powers. That means which normally people cannot explain through science. So there's another ISKCON devotee scholar, Devamrut Maharaj, has written a book called Searching for Vedic India. There also he describes many cases of what, for example, it is psychokinesis. Psychokinesis means with the power of the mind. Psycho is mind, kinesis is movement. So somebody looks at, so this is in Princeton University, there is a department for the study of paranormal phenomena. And they study it, that there are many examples of people affecting things without being able to explain how it is affected. So for example, somebody can, by looking at a spoon, bend the spoon. Now they observe that it happens, but they can't explain how it happens. So even more indisputably and widely documented is the fact that people, just by their thoughts, can affect the result of random number generators. This has been, there are many studies done all over the world, and it has been a well documented fact. So a random number generator is a number, is a generator which generates any numbers between 0 to 9. So if a person, a medium, stands near the random number generator and wishes, desire that, let the number 6 come, let the number 6 come, let the number 6 come. So they have found that if we repeat these sort of trials over a million trials, the percentage of 6 coming is much greater than what would be normal. Now normally the percentage of any number would be 10%. But if a person is there who is constantly desiring it, then the percentage goes not just to 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20 also. It is remarkable, and it has not happened just once, twice, it has happened with many people. And the most amazing thing about this is that the person doesn't even have to stand next to the random number generator. Now they have done this experiment where the person is desiring that the number generator produce the number 6, that person is in England and the random number generator is in America. And still the percentage is changed. What to speak of that, the person desires it on Monday and the random number generator is played on Tuesday. And still that happens. So, now normally our understanding of physics is that the laws of physics have to act, they are limited by time and space. They act according to time and space. But the mind is subtle and the mind is not restricted by time and space as gross matter is restricted. So these are all, from the Vedic perspective, these are all examples of the mind affecting matter without the medium of gross matter. That means normally if I have to affect a random number generator, I have to press a button to make that result come. That is one gross matter affecting another gross matter. But the mind is separate, and the mind can affect gross matter without the medium of gross matter. So basically, what are the mystic siddhis? There is Prapti Siddhi. Prapti Siddhi means, somebody's, Prabhupada says that he met a person, he said, you want a fruit? So this person just desired it, and from Kabul he brought a fruit and gave it to him. So we may say this is just a story of fantasy. But no, if you understand the principle is what? The mind can act on gross matter in ways that are not restricted by the laws of physics, because the laws of physics act only on gross matter. So if a person's mind desires that, okay, I want to go to Kabul and get a date from there, and the mind can go there in an instant and get that and then manifest that at a material level. So we may not have so much mystic powers to be seen, but there is widespread documentation that the mind affects matter in ways which modern science cannot explain. So there was this famous chess match between Boris Spassky and Medvedev, I think. So basically it was a match between Russia and USSA. So at that time, one of the chess participants, he saw that, actually he said that this person who is there, along with his team, there are all people who affect the mind. And basically now, whether it is true or not, but the point was that the KGB documents after the fall of communism has revealed that the KGB had spent huge amounts of money finding ways to influence people's minds through other people's minds directly. So there is a whole branch of results. It is called as PSI, or extraordinary phenomena. PSI is a general word used for that. So the point is, I'll summarize the answer now. First is because people have less powers today, so they can't exhibit mystic powers. And the technology that we have is not necessarily a sign of advancement. It is just a compensation for the decline of our inner powers. So we have got external compensation. Third is that even within mainstream science, there are many examples of events which are well documented and which don't have explanation from the point of view of material physics, as science knows it. But these same phenomena can be explained from the Vedic perspective as being a result of the mind affecting the matter directly without the mediation of gross matter. So there is abundant evidence that of this particular phenomena. Thank you.